Elves will be proud of West Nipissing's holiday cheer, as today residents are gearing up for tonight's big Christmas parade, and tomorrow, the Sturgeon River House Museum is hosting Santa for the traditional Christmas event. Tonight's parade of lights starts at 6:30 and launches from the corner of John and Clark Streets. From there, it rolls down Michaux and onto Ethel. After Ethel, the parade carries onto King Street to Queen to its final destination, the Sturgeon Falls Arena. The municipality reminds residents that no parking is permitted along the parade route between 6 and 8 p.m. Also, there won't be any candy distributed from the floats or the parade participants. The municipality has safety concerns about children and parade viewers running in front of parade floats, so the temptation of candy has been removed. As for the traditional Christmas at the museum, the event takes place from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on December 3rd. The museum is located at 250 Fort Road in Sturgeon Falls. Local vendors will be on hand, Esther Pennell and Company will provide some music, and visitors can purchase lunch provided by Sonia's Patio. Admission is free. The kids will have a good time with a treasure hunt, and the museum has also arranged to have Santa Claus stop by for a nice visit with the kids. With close to 40 floats registered for the parade, this event is destined to be one of West Nipissing's grandest parade of lights. And while downtown, be sure to indulge in a treat from Beaver Tails, as part of the proceeds from sales will go to the Sturgeon Falls Beautification Group, who work throughout the year to keep the place looking clean, shiny, and bright. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.